From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Friday, May the 5th, 2017. I'm Philip Grant. Amelia Teasdale is reporting in the Columbia paper that Ichabod Crane School District students questioned 3 of 5 Board of Education candidates at a forum held on Tuesday, May the 2nd at the school. There are 4 vacancies on the board this year. Students from the high school participatory government class quizzed Brendan Colunio, Tammy Crawford, and Craig Luckfield. Neither of the 2 incumbents seeking re-election, Dan Cohn and Susan Ramos, attended the forum but provided statements. A 6th candidate, Francis McCarran, has withdrawn from the race. However, it is unknown if his name will be removed from the May 16th ballot. The candidates questioned at the forum spoke about their connections to the district and the community. In their statements, Ramos and Cohn wrote about their records and the desire to continue the work they have started. Statements from all 5 candidates can be found on the district website, IchabodCrane.org. You can read that full story in the Columbia paper. The Mid-Hudson News is reporting that Baltia, a so-called paper airline, is planning to change its name and is looking for federal approval to fly from Stewart International Airport to Europe and Russia. Baltia has been only a plan on paper for the last 27 years, but next week, its board of directors will vote to change the airline's name to U.S. Global and then seek approval to fly from Stewart to Eastern European and Mediterranean cities. The airline is hoping to offer the only nonstop service from the United States to St. Petersburg, Russia, an airline spokesman said on Thursday, March the 4th. He said, and I quote, "The aim is to hub at Stewart and fly on various routes into Europe that are covered through the EU-US Open Skies Agreement," end quote. At present, Baltia has only 1 plane, a 747. Stewart's first European service on Norwegian Airlines will begin in late June. You can read that full story at MidHudsonNews.com. The Daily Freeman is reporting that volunteers are needed to help at Greene County food pantries. Community Action of Greene County is working with Family of Woodstock to recruit, train, and manage volunteers to build the capacity of food pantries and related hunger relief initiatives throughout Greene County. Volunteers help grow, glean, and distribute fresh produce donated by local farms, help prepare lunchtime meals at soup kitchens, pick up food from local grocery stores, stock shelves at local food pantries, and assist with food drives. Volunteer opportunities are available in Kingston as well. And volunteer orientation will be held at 10 a.m. on Tuesday, May the 9th, at the Greene County Emergency Building in Cairo. Anyone interested is asked to call 845-331-7080, extension 157. Representative John Faso, the Republican of Kinderhook, voted for the latest Republican health care plan on May the 4th, which passed the U.S. House. Faso wrote on Twitter, and I quote, "After careful review of the changes to the AHCA, I believe that this legislation addresses my concerns and I will support it as amended," end quote. Faso previously supported an earlier version of the bill, which polled at 17% approval. This version of the bill is more conservative with less coverage. On May 1st, Faso said he would be fine voting on the newest version of the American Health Care Act even before the Congressional Budget Office is able to assess the fiscal and social impacts of the bill. Governor Andrew Cuomo released a statement May the 4th that said, in part, and I quote, "As a direct result of the amendment introduced by Congressman Faso and Collins, this provision alone would cut Medicaid funding for New York by $2.3 billion and cripple hospitals, nursing homes, and assisted living facilities across the state," end quote. There was a protest in front of Faso's Kinderhook office on May the 4th over the health care issue. Jimmy Valkin is reporting at Politico New York that 3 state lawmakers from the Capital Region have asked Amtrak to consider temporarily routing trains that run along the Hudson River to Grand Central Terminal. Construction delays around Penn Station are expected throughout this summer, which will impact Albany, Hudson, and Rhinecliffe commuters. Senator Neil Breslin and Assembly members John McDonnell and Patricia Fahey want Amtrak CEO Wick Moorman to lessen the impact of, and I quote, "at least 6 weeks of disruptions," end quote, by shifting trains to Grand Central. Albany Rensselaer is the 2nd busiest station in New York. Hudson is the third busiest and Rhinecliff is the fourth busiest. You can read that full story at Politico New York. Jesse McKinley and the New York Times filed a Freedom of Information request in 2015 seeking the names of the state's new medical marijuana licensing panel. It was delayed by New York State Health Department officials 9 times, and then on April 28th, the request was denied, with the department claiming that it did not, and I quote, maintain records, end quote, for the panel. But on May the 2nd, the health department disclosed the names of the panel's 17 evaluators. They are all state employees, and most have little or no prior professional experience with medical marijuana. There are 3 architects, an accountant, and auditor among the group. You can read that full story in the New York Times. Rosa Atchison reports in the Register Star that Harry Rick Rector, a Democratic First Ward alderman, announced he's running for mayor of Hudson in November. Current Mayor Tiffany Martin Hamilton said March the 15th she would not run for re-election. Rector, 65, is an 8-year Hudson resident who currently chairs the Hudson Arts, Entertainment, and Tourism and Economic Development Committees. He also serves on the city's Finance, Police, and Legal Committees. You can read that full story in the Register Star. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting rain with thunderstorms also possible after 2 p.m. The temperature high will be near 54 degrees today. For Friday night, rain likely and possibly a thunderstorm before 4 a.m. Then a chance of rain and thunderstorms after 4 a.m. Friday night, it will be cloudy with a low around 52. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Saturday, showers are likely, mainly after 2 p.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 67. Saturday night, showers likely again, mainly before 2 a.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 45. And on Sunday, a chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a high near 55 degrees. Sunday night, a chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a low around 37. Sunrise today was at 5:44 a.m., and the sun will set at 7:59 p.m., That will give us 14 hours and 15 minutes of daylight, 2 minutes more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Friday, the 5th day of May, 2017. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.